Hey, Thelma, spaghetti ready?
Let me see.
Just how I like it, Thelma. Light and fluffy.
Well, I'm sorry about that, Wilona, but I'm just so upset about JJ and then Barbara.
You know, I never thought I'd see the day when JJ would put down all his other chicks for just one girl.
Mama, what's this Barbara got that I haven't got?
Nothing, honey. Except she's got it now.
Barbara's just not right for JJ.
Well, honey, no point in saying nothing to JJ. He's so much in love with that girl, he can't even see what she really is, you know? Oh, married woman.
But I thought when you're married, you're not supposed to date other people.
Honey, that's just what I was trying to tell my ex-husband. Sit down and have your bread.
Penny, Barbara's not exactly married. Well, she's separated.
Well, the trouble is she ain't separated far enough.
See, that's what worries me, Wilona. Mm-hmm. You know, I think she's stringing JJ along, and he's gonna get hurt. He's hurting already. Look at the stomach pains he's having.
I'm in the mood for love, simply because well, hello there, beautiful family.
Hi, baby.
And Thelma. Well, I won't be eating dinner today. Got a date with Barbara. Michael.
The Tums.
JJ, you finished up the Tums last night.
Oh, those were those were. Thought I was eating white M&Ms.
Hey, let's finish playing some checkers.
Hey, JJ. You ever think about the relationship with you and Barbara? Perhaps it's something to do with the pains in your stomach, you know?
Absolutely negatory. This upset's clearly connected to Thelma's cooking.
Oh, come on now.
Hey, I must admit, though, Thelma, your cuisine has been improving.
How would you know you're never here to eat it?
That's why it's been improving. See, I've been dreaming of somebody like Barbara all my life. Now the finger of fate has finally fingered me.
Mm-hmm. And that finger of fate is poking you right in the stomach.
Ah.
No jab. Now, how else do you explain the pain that comes every time a certain person's name is mentioned, like Barbara? See that?
Lona, huh? I love Barbara. And to prove it to you, check this out.
What?
Oh, Mr. Miguel.
Yeah, JJ?
My little black book.
Your little black book?
That's right. The official Funkin' Wagnall of feminine foxitude.
Oh, look. Boom Boom's name has numbers after it. 38, 24, 35.
Oh, that's right, honey. You know what that is? That's a zip code.
Oh, so my zip code is 19, 19, 19.
Oh.
I've had enough of this madness. Barbara's waiting dinner for her numero uno, and you know who is uno. Mm. I'm gonna go slip into something a little more slinkier. Ah.
What's the matter, babe?
Oh, JJ, you better stay home and get some rest.
Stay home, you got some pain.
I don't have any pain. It's just from the pressure of work. And then when I come home, I get pressure from my loved ones.
What pressure? JJ, we're worried about you, and we don't want you to get hurt and ruin your life running around with a married woman who just got you dangling, you dingle brain.
Thelma, stop hassling me. Obviously, you didn't hear me. I love Barbara. To look into her eyes, to be in her arms. You don't have any idea what an evening with Barbara does for me. Ah. Oh.
Don't mean nothing, honey. He's in pain. He isn't. I know he's in
pain. I'm so fine. I'm so fine. Woo! Can't use your shampoo, Mama.
Ow. Hey, aren't you finished showering yet? I told you, I was expecting someone.
Oh, I'd get through faster if you came in and scrub my back for me, Mama.
You always do this to me. He's here now.
Relax. Hey, look, I promise not to towel myself. I'll just drip, drop.
JJ. You're early.
That's because I couldn't stand being away from you a minute longer.
Woo!
Thinking all day about me and you alone.
JJ, there's something I think I better tell you before.
Yeah, like JJ, I miss you. JJ, I love you.
That too.
Ah, well then, come over here and tell me.
Well, all right.
Come on, babe, let's go.
Oh, what's your hurry? We got to sit down here and, talk about our future.
The future. JJ, let's not get into that again. The future can wait.
Maybe the future can wait for you, but not for me. Now, when are you and your husband getting denuptialized?
JJ, try to understand. I love you, but there are certain leftover feelings I have for Ernie, too.
Hey, look, Mama, we got things to talk about, and we got to talk about them right now.
JJ, please, why can't things just stay the way they are?
Things have been the way they are for too long.
JJ... try and understand.
No, later, later. Barb, there's a man in your bathroom there, and I hope he's only stealing towels.
Hey, babe, where'd you put my cologne?
You ran out, remember? And I haven't had a chance to get to the store.
Oh, yeah, well, okay. Guess I'll just have to rough it tonight. Huh?
Woo! Just my husband.
Nobody, just my husband. You mean like an Ernie type husband?
Of course. You don't think I'd let just anybody come in and shower.
Who's this?
This is JJ.
Oh, so you're JJ. Hey, what's happening, my man? I done heard a whole lot about you.
I bet you.
See, me and Barb here, we're just real good buddies.
That ain't the way I got it, my man.
Oh, yeah? Well, see, me and Bob, we just kind of pile around together, you know? Like, we go to chamber concerts together and music recitals and drink beer together. She's just a real good pal. Oh, buddy-o, buddy-o.
Knock it off, JJ. I told Ernie everything about us.
Now, I'm going to be getting out y'all's way. And I'm sorry if I interrupted anything.
Oh, no. You didn't interrupt anything. Anytime you feel like coming, come on in. Any husband of Barbara's is a friend of mine.
Hey, thanks, JJ. Thanks, bro.
Okay. Hey,
get on.
What's he doing here?
By all the time to pick up fresh clothes, to shave, to shower.
You know, I feel a little funny knowing that a husband is showering right next door to me, you know? maybe I'm funny that way. Maybe I'm crazy, you know?
Okay. Don't think about Ernie.
Don't think about Ernie? How can I not think about an insanely jealous husband?
He's not insanely jealous. And, come here. Maybe this will take your mind off of Ernie.
All right. All the way.
Now. How's that?
Fantastic. You sure Ernie don't carry a gun? Ice pick or something?
Just forget about Ernie.
I would love to forget about Ernie. Except that I want just one good reason. I said one good reason why he feels he can come here and shower and shave anytime he is dirty.
He pays the rent.
In that case, I'll pay the rent. I'll move in, and Ernie can shower and shave down at the car wash.
JJ, the rent is $400 a month.
I got enough to take us through Tuesday.
JJ, we were going out to dinner. Why don't we go?
Yeah, okay. Ooh. All of a sudden, I don't feel too much like eating.
Well, I'm on my way.
Thanks, Bill.
Hey, good meeting you, JJ. Yeah. All right, all right. Hey, look, don't forget, babe.
Tomorrow, right?
Yeah, right. Mm.
What's all this talk about tomorrow?
Well, nothing. We're just having dinner.
You're having dinner tonight? Why you gotta have dinner tomorrow, too?
Hey, JJ, stop shouting. I mean, just because we're separated doesn't mean we can't be friends. Hey, you're not looking too good. Are you still having those stomach pains? Maybe I better call a doctor.
Why? Are you sick?
JJ, you just sit right there. Oh, my God, are you all right?
Gosh, do I look like a man in pain?
Hey, babe, you better just lie right there. Is there anything I can do for you?
Call a doctor.
Okay, thank you very much, Doctor. We'll do all we can to help him, okay? Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
What did he say? Is he gonna be all right?
Yeah, he's on his way home, and it's nothing really serious, Willona, but it is his stomach. And if he doesn't take care of himself, it can turn into an ulcer.
An ulcer? Mm. What's that?
Well, honey, it's something like a hole in the stomach.
Oh, I've got that. But I call it a belly button.
Yeah, and a lot of people think only older people get ulcers.
If JJ would have stayed here and played house with me instead of running around with other women, this wouldn't happen.
Yeah, you know, I can't believe JJ has a stomach ulcer. I always thought the boy had a cast iron stomach. Matter of fact, I seen him eat some stuff that would gag a goat.
And who knows what goes in his stomach when he eats out?
Oh, Penny. No, Thelma. No, Penny didn't mean what you think she meant. What she meant was there's food out there, you know, in those greasy spoon restaurants that's just as dangerous as some of the food you cook for us.
Is that the doctor said we have to keep JJ calm and relaxed and not get him excited, right. Okay, about mm-hmm. anything,
cool,
right?
Everything cool.
Okay, here we go. JJ, my brother, dear, my lovely, lovely brother here. Take your coat off and make yourself comfy.
I think I'm in the wrong apartment.
No. Hang on, just come down. I'll help you take off your galoshes. Sit down, baby. Sit down, pick your foot up. Come on.
Galoshes? I'm not wearing any galoshes.
So why don't you put some on so I can help you take them off?
What's going on here?
Don't worry, big bro. We just here to help you. Yeah. Just tell us whatever you want.
I just want to know what's going on here.
Take it easy now. Take it easy.
Yeah.
That's right, JJ. Remember your belly button.
What Penny means is the doctor called us and we know about your stomach trouble, honey.
Ah, what does he know?
JJ, the man should know. He's a specialist.
Oh, yeah? Well, I walked in the office and he had a skeleton in there. How come he didn't cure that guy?
JJ, let me
calm. It's just that when I come home from a hard day's work, I expect a normal day of unquiet and unpeace around here.
We're just gonna make you happy, brother dear. Just gonna make you happy.
Could make me more happy if you put those teeth back in that jack-o'-lantern face.
Make you some milk toast.
Hey, I don't want any milk toast. I want to hassle like we always do.
JJ, you're sick. And we just want to help you.
Hey, Michael, I'm not sick, and I'll be fine as soon as Barbara gets here.
Oh, Barbara.
What a nice girl.
Mama, you said that.
I just said that. What a nice girl, right?
Oh, yeah, if she's such a nice girl, why'd she keep her husband hiding in her shower?
You know, JJ, I agree with you. She's no good.
Michael, you're talking about the woman I love. Stop trying to appease me. Hassle with me like you always do. I said, hassle with me.
JJ, look, if you want to hassle, you hassle with yourself, okay? Because we're going to keep you calm and relaxed. We got to tie you up and sit on you.
Thelma, come on, honey. Let's get you something to eat.
All right. Yeah, I'm making something to eat. Like I said, I'm milk toast. Like I told you before.
I have to get the door, man. I'll get it for you.
Michael, I'm capable of opening a door.
Hey.
Michael, you were right. You opened the door.
Hey, what's up, Bookman?
Hey, JJ, I heard you were sick. So I brought this over for me and Mrs. Bookman.
You know, Bookman, that's a nice thought of you. Hey, and that's exactly what JJ needs, rest.
Yeah, I cut off the other two words.
Thank you very much, Bookman.
Hey, that's okay, man. I kept you in peace. In case you take a turn for the worse.
That's so funny. I don't know why they let you out of that box. Why don't you take a turn for that door and split? Hmm?
Look, I just came over to cheer JJ up.
He ain't dead.
Hey, look, man, you should be counting your blessings. I mean, the house ain't bad. At least you know what you got. Now, dig it. You know what happened the other day? Mrs. Stevenson left her apartment on the 7th floor, right? I mean, a picture of health. By the time she got down to the 1st floor, she was dead, just like that.
Heart attack!
No, she fell out the window.
Yeah, Bookman, that certainly cheers me up.
Hey, look, JJ, I'm not surprised you got an ulcer, man. It's dangerous fooling around with them married women, you know.
You're right. Look at you and Mrs. Bookman.
Hey, what do we have here?
It's what you put in your mouth all the time, Bookman. It's called food.
But it's all the wrong kind of food for your ulcer.
Bookman, what you doing here?
I'm saving your brother's life. Look at all this junk in here. He can't be eating this barbecue ribs. There's a ham in there, pork chops, mustard, pickles, all the wrong stuff. Fried chicken! Now, this is the worst thing he should eat, really.
Bookman, aren't you forgetting something?
Oh, yeah. Donuts. Give me that thing back.
Hold it!
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Ouch. I'm only trying to be a good egg.
Thanks a lot, Humpty Dumpty.
Hey, JJ, stay off your stomach for a couple of days, okay?
Yeah, and take your old crabgrass with you.
You gotta stay calm. Stay calm now. You know about your condition, right?
Thelma, I don't have a condition. And stop babying me, you know? Chuck.
Oh, JJ, I just had to come over. I've been so worried about you.
Well, thanks a lot, Mama, but I'm fine.
Yeah, he was fine.
And to show you what good condition I'm in, I know this great little Italian restaurant. We can go there and have some pizza.
JJ, you can't be going out now, and you know pizza's not good for you.
Thelma, I know what's good for me, and it has to be this lady right here, Barb. That's why I'm going to change my shirt, and I'll be right back.
Okay, baby.
Barbara, may I ask you something personal?
Sure, Thelma.
It's about JJ.
What about JJ?
Well, I don't know exactly how to... Leave him alone!
Hey, wait a minute. You're just his sister, not his mother, so you really...
Hey, don't you be getting down in my house, y'all.
Look, go in the room, kids, for a few minutes. I can talk to Barbara by myself, all right?
If I had my choice, I'd just as soon listen.
You don't have a choice, so come on, let's go.
Have a seat, Barbara. Hey, I'm, kind of sorry about that little thing with Thelma. She's a little upset, you understand?
Yeah, I understand, but what she has to realize is that JJ and I are both over 21.
Well, what you have to realize is that JJ never had an ulcer before he met you.
Hey, are you trying to tell me something?
I ain't trying, honey. I'm succeeding.
Oh. Look, you can't blame me for JJ's condition. He has a pressure cooker job. He's got this whole family to support. Now, I'm the only one that keeps his mind off his troubles. I keep him happy.
Whoopee! Oh, when are you going to divorce your husband?
That's none of your business.
Now, that's true. Let me tell you something, honey. Now, JJ's like a son to me. And I love him very much. And I usually mind my business. But when he's in pain, I make it my business. Okay?
Hey, time. I mean, JJ is a man, and I know that better than you do.
Oh, you're right, baby. You're absolutely, positively right. Now, he is a man, but for a lot more reasons than what you think. Now, you listen to me, and you listen kind of good, okay? I know a few people like you. You know, women that play one end against the other end, that are afraid to let go one man, hold on to your husband, and hold on to JJ. Don't let nobody go, because you're afraid of making a real commitment.
That's right.
And the real sad part about it, Barbara, is this. I don't believe you love either one of them.
Hey, you are wrong. I love JJ, and I'm not going to give him up.
Now, listen.
That's all I've been waiting to hear.
Come here, lover. JJ, you really set my thermostat on high.
Well, then, let's keep the fire going. How about me and you getting married?
We will. We will.
Ah, beautiful.
Someday, hon.
What do you mean, someday? All you gotta do is get divorced from your husband, then me and you get married. Maybe we can find one of those judges to give us a 2-for-1 sale.
JJ, we can't get married right now. I mean, you don't have enough money yet.
Oh, well, then, hey, don't worry about it, Mama. I'll go out there and get another job.
But, what about your family? I mean, how are you going to support them and me?
Hey, no problem. We'll get a cheaper apartment.
I don't want a cheaper apartment.
Hey, no worry at all. You can get a part-time job.
I don't want a job. I mean, things are going just fine the way they are.
Yeah, with Ernie supporting you. You don't want a part-time job? I'm out there busting my tail for you? I thought you said you loved me.
Well, JJ, I do love you. I adore you. But you're not giving me time.
You're giving me the time. A hard time. Hey, look here, Mom. You got to make a decision right now. Either it's me or Ernie.
JJ, things have been so perfect. Why do you want to spoil everything?
So my pain will go away. You realize what I just said? You know, you're the reason for this pain.
No, honey, that's not true.
Hey, look, Bart, you gotta choose right now. I mean, make a decision. It's either me or Ernie. I mean, do whatever you have to do, flip a coin, but either it's me or Ernie.
I can't. I won't make that decision.
Got
Barb, you just did.